This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, coming to you from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, from AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000 patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, the Bakken source for news, talk, and opinion. That's right, AM 1090 KTGO, KLTC on the western edge at 1460 on your radio dial in Dickinson as well. This is What's on Your Mind, and of course online, our iHeartMedia app. You got the iHeartRadio app, so you can listen to us wherever you are. The Flag Family app, either one, they work great. So love to hear from you. We have a couple of great guests coming up here in just a moment to celebrate something kind of fun that happened this weekend. We also have Safety Talk today on the program, one of my favorite shows each and every month. Really look forward to that. Any show where you can talk about saving lives, it's important stuff, so stay tuned for that coming up as well. On the program, a couple calls we did not get to at the end of last hour that came in off the air. Just roll those, Todd. Two of them on the previous topic.
You're really naive if you expect the do-nothing GOP majorities in Congress to do anything about Obama's perverted bathroom takeover.
Well,
hey, Todd, I like Kramer's answer. Beth, then Burgum, and Stingham disappointed me with his answer, and I was really going to vote for him, and I may still vote for him, but I am now kind of curving towards Burgum because of his answer. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Now, that's interesting, because that's someone saying, I'm listening to the answers and deciding how I'm going to vote in this governor's race. Right? And I was leaning this way, and now that makes me want to lean a little bit the other way, and I made me still go the way I was going to go. I was going to go with Stingham, and I hear Burgum, I'm swinging back that way. I may still go him, but I mean, that's how important this is to people, to get it right. So I think that's a fascinating answer, and I agree. And no, I don't expect all these candidates to get it right in the first ask, but get it right at some point. Come up with a plan, and that's why I think Congressman Kramer at least has the full package here of how to do it. Here's an email, a lot of emails and texts we're getting on this topic, and we're not going to get to any more of it today, but Congressman Kramer got it exactly right, said John. Rather than using them to advance our agenda, let's love these people by helping them. If a close friend or a family member was suffering with a severe eating disorder because they believed, and I mean truly believed, they were overweight, despite the verifiable fact that they were incredibly underweight, would it be a loving response to encourage them to seek acceptance for their bodily goals and to fight off anyone who would tell them they were suffering from a mental disorder, which can be treated as though they were advocating lynching minorities? What level of cognitive dissonance has led us to foster a similarly severe and treatable affliction? How have we sunk as low to reject biological certainty in favor of delusion? Well said. I mean, I hear you. So appreciate that very much. We'll continue to watch this one closely. It's not going anywhere. I'd like to see more fight. And I think it sounds like you would as well. So appreciate that as well. All right, we're trying to track down Dave St. Peter. No answer yet. You go ahead and keep trying, Manny, if you would. But we do have the coach that got to throw out the first pitch yesterday, the coach of the University of North Dakota national champion hockey team, eighth national championship for Brad Berry, who was honored along with the entire team at yesterday's Minnesota Twins game. Coach Berry, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. That was a lot of fun to watch from afar yesterday. I was watching all the Twitter feeds and posts, Facebook posts and everything else. But how was it?
It was a special day. Anytime that we get our team together for one last chance to celebrate a little bit, and then obviously with Dave St. Peter and the Twins, that's extra special. Him being a UND alum and a close loyal fan of ours, and obviously we're strong fans of the Twins.
Yeah, what a neat combo for sure, and kudos to Dave St. Peter. As you mentioned, Bismarck native, UND alum, and, of course, president of the Minnesota Twins. Dave, thanks for joining us. Nice to have you back on the show, and great job honoring some great talent there yesterday. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, disappointing outcome for our squad, but nice day here at Target Field, and really a great tribute to University of North Dakota championship team, and that's a long tradition of honoring area colleges, the athletes, and the University of North Dakota was deserving of that honor here yesterday, and we were thrilled to see the most of the team here and the coaches and administration. It was a good day.
The only thing we need you to do is talk to the television crew, and when a stud like Barry's on the mound, we'd like to see that a few times. You know, see the pitch. I was doing everything. I only have still photos. How'd he do?
Yeah, well, the way that game started, I'm kind of wishing we'd have kept Barry on the mound. We didn't start out too well in the first inning. Phil pitched pretty good after the first, but he did well. You know, some guys, the big fear is they're going to short hop it. But, you know, he looked like an old pro out there. I'm guessing he might have done some pitching back in the day.
The key word there, Dave, is old. I felt old out there. But what a great environment. And, you know, obviously us being from a hockey environment going there, really special day. And obviously our guys are strong followers of the Twins. It was pretty surreal, you know, being behind home plate there with our whole team. And then when the video went up there, it brought back a lot of great memories. But I really want to thank you for giving a day for our players and our staff to remember for the rest of our lives. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, I know that was an important day for your kids, but also I think there's a lot of fans of the University of North Dakota that appreciated seeing that. So, you know, that's a good thing. And I'd love to see you back here again next year. Can you make that happen?
Well, yeah. No pressure. But you know what? That's the one thing that we want to do is we call it getting back on the rails again here. And the last month has been kind of a blur, and it's been to a positive extent something that the fans have been a part of, and that's a big deal. And but now it's getting back to work, and you know, our plan next year is to try to get back to Chicago at the Frozen Faceoff or the Frozen Four, and try to do it again. So again, we're going to get back to it.
I want to talk a little shop with both of you before we let you go. First, Dave, obviously, you know, there is a great love for your club, as you know, from folks in this part of the world, and even Paul Mahler and the hire. But everybody right now is so darn frustrated, as I'm sure you are as well. Is this just one of those bumps you got to get through?
You know, it's, you know, I've said for many, many years, you know, this is the ultimate reality programming. You just don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, Scott, we left spring training feeling really, really good about our club. We took a nice step forward a year ago, but we really felt as though we would be a force in the American League Central. And, you know, it's been really a perfect storm of either underperformance, injury, maybe some luck. And it's, you know, it's highly disappointing and frustrating. But, you know, you really don't have a choice in our world of Major League Baseball where you play every single day other than to really grind through it. And I'm still very bullish on where this club is heading in the future, just based on the talent that we've assembled, particularly throughout our minor league system. But clearly taking a step back this year was not part of the plan. So we're going to have to take a look at everything we do. I can assure you that's what the owners are going to demand. That's what we're going to push for inside the front office, and ultimately try to position ourselves, hopefully, to have, you know, to gain our way back to a level of credibility and respectability here the rest of the way, but even more importantly here towards 2017 and beyond.
And Coach Barry, you maybe lost a couple more guys than you want to do. It looked like early on maybe that was going to be the case. Is anything here you didn't expect?
No, you know what? I think we planned according to what we thought we'd lose this year, obviously having four seniors leaving, and then you know, knowing that there was a chance that three or four of our the junior players would leave, and they did. And you know, I think the culmination of having success and getting to where we were was a product of where we're at as far as guys taking another step in their pro career. So, you know, we've recruited to bring in some good young players, and again, we're going to try to get to the level that we were last year. But going back to Dave's comments there just a second ago, I love hearing those words, what you say, because that's exactly what North Dakota mentality is about, battling and earning it every single day. And I know the Twins are going to be a good ball club, throughout the rest of the year here. And again, thanks again. And, just love hearing those words.
A lot of season
left.
No doubt about it. Hey, Coach Barry, I understand the championship trophy is going to Hatton tomorrow. Do a little famous watering hole. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, the big city of Hatton. There was a request to go there through, obviously, Mark Brown is friends of some people out there. And we're going to go out there for a little bit and then obviously show our gratitude toward the people of Hatton, North Dakota.
I love it. That trophy's been on quite a tour. And, Dave, before we let you go, we have to play a little mystery guest here and see if you can guess the next guest on the program. Sir, could you speak speak a few words there for Dave?
Well, I was just privileged enough to be in the same playing field as David was back in the day, so.
Oh, my. Mr. Claremont, how are you?
I'm doing very good, David.
He crushed it. He crushed it. Former UND, a gridiron star, Chuck Claremont, and a classmate, right, of Dave's. Did you guys play together? You played together, right?
Well, I can assure you, we played together as youth, but, I didn't play at the same level as Chuck at any diamond or court. And, frankly, not even in the classroom. Chuck excelled as an accounting major at the University of North Dakota, and I was a proud product of the school of communications. But
there you go.
Chuck probably worked a little bit harder than I did back in the day. I spent more time probably carousing than Chuck did.
You both did well for yourselves. Gentlemen, thanks a bunch. Dave St. Peter, President Twins. Coach Brad Berry of the UND champion North Dakota hockey team. Thank you, guys. Chuck, stick around.
I will. Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance have been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you ought to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kind of fun today on What's on Your Mind. That was kind of neat. Dave St. Peter, president of Minnesota Twins. You've known him a long time. Chuck Claremont is here, by the way, and our safety talk segment is today. So welcome to one of my favorite things we do every month, because we talk about something that can save lives. So anytime that we're talking about our most precious resource, our friends and family, our neighbors, It's a good thing. So we're going to do that in a minute. But I, you've known him a long time, and it sounded to me like there might have just a little bit of stress in Dave St. Peter's voice. Did you pick up on any of that?
I would imagine a little bit, considering how the Twins have been playing, that there's a little bit of stress. But knowing Dave, nobody's outworked him, I can tell you that. I mean, you know, he talked about maybe his talent level in the field. He was actually a pretty good baseball player. He's being modest, but he worked him so hard. I mean, that's why he got to the position he is now as president of the Twins, because he worked so hard, and I would imagine that somehow they're going to figure out, get things turned around.
Yeah, wow. I tell you, it really is just amazing to watch that story and seeing how that's happened. And University of Mary hosted him not long ago, and I know you were there, and he really had some inspirational, just great action items for people to, you know, here's what I did. But if I were some of the youngsters there, I'd be listening. I'd be taking notes, because it was really good. And one of those things was just talking about never get outworked, right? I mean, you can control that.
Right. Yeah, and that's what he did. He's just puts his nose to the grindstone and works harder than everybody else. And that's what he's done his entire life.
Yeah, no, really amazing. Dave St. Peter, president of the Minnesota Twins, and Brad Berry, throughout the first pitch there yesterday. And he will be at Hatton. I forget the name of the little pub there in Hatton, but they have this shrine to UND. And so the national championship trophy will be in Hatton tomorrow. That's kind of cool. So let's talk about safety. And next month is National Safety Month. So we're doing this a little ahead of time just to let folks know what's going to be going on, some different things that will be focused on each of the weeks, and also just get us all in a little bit of prep mode to talk a little bit about National Safety Month and how the North Dakota Safety Council, certainly has a national connection to the National Safety Month, but also how you tackle the topics that are front and center for folks and really get these issues out there so we're all, a little bit safer as we do what we do day-to-day banding together. So give me a little bit of an overview first on National Safety Month and how you use this month, Chuck.
Well, the National Safety Council, they've set June as the month, this National Safety Month. And what it really is supposed to do is it's supposed to give you an opportunity to focus on reducing the leading causes of injury and deaths at work and the roads and in our homes and communities. And, you know, sometimes that's what it takes. It takes us to really focus and say, okay, what do I need to do to be safer for myself, for my workers, for my family, and having a month where you can observe that, and then having different weeks within that month that focuses specifically on some of the issues that are probably most prevalent, and provide this whole month is providing resources that can save lives and prevent injuries and all these different topics. And so that's why the National Safety Month, the National Safety Council does it. And I think it's just a fantastic idea. And I know when I started back in 2007 with the North Dakota Safety Council, we actually, I think the second year I was here, it was Governor Hoeven at the time. He actually designated North Dakota as June that year as National Safety Month. So the states in North Dakota has done, you know, something similar as the entire country has. And as a chapter of the National Safety Council, we follow along with that and are proud to say we're part of this. And I think it's really something to really focus, give us an opportunity to focus on safety.
We talked to Don Mosman, your training director and a former trooper himself last month, and talked a little bit about distracted driving. And when you just mentioned just using a month like this to focus, I thought of, you know, a couple of stats that stayed with me a month later, right? From that conversation with Don, and it was the study that if I look at my phone and maybe read an email or send a text, even if I turn back to the road, right, my hands are on the wheel, I'm looking back on the road, it's like a 8-second delay before your attention span is back where it was prior to that. So even looking at the road, you're not necessarily there. Now, there's just one example of a focus. Guess what? I thought of that every time I even thought about reaching for my phone and looking for my phone driving sense. So that's what we're trying to do here, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing what it does is it's such a great catalyst to get, you know, a company's program going. You know, you might be a safety or a company that you think maybe your safety hasn't been a top priority recently. And you know what? Let's get this program back on track. You know what? Here's the National Safety Month, and we're going to have some specific things within our organization to gear up. You know, the summer is a big deal with safety. There's lots of issues that happen in the summer, specifically in North Dakota, with all the more driving and things like that. And it really gives your work a chance to promote awareness about these safer behaviors for everyone without our, you know, in our workplace and in our communities. So it's just, I think it's just a great chance for us to focus on the things that are most important in our lives, and that's our families and our workers.
The big thing is to prepare, right? Get ahead of this a little bit and start thinking about these things, because that one decision is what we're talking about avoiding here. The one decision that could mean you no longer are able to provide for your family, right? So if you're prepared and you have the info, now you're thinking about it before you make the decision, it really helps. So a lot of things are going to be going on here over the weeks throughout National Safety Month. And celebrating that, which will help folks. Resources, tips, classes. What are you planning?
Yeah, there's lots of things specifically. I mean, there's obviously four different weeks we got going on. The first week is Stand Ready to Respond. Talks about getting trained in first aid CPR, getting prepared for emergencies. Second week is Being Healthy, and that's kind of awareness of your medication interactions, you know, keeping medicine away from children, you know, different alternatives to opioids, things like that. The third week is Watch Out for Dangers. That's, you know, basically, you know, watching where you're going, protecting your older adults, protecting your children, and taking safety really wherever you go. That's week three. Then the last week is Share Roads Safely. You know, that's the biggest thing. You're driving with teens, how health affects your age as driving, whether it's your eyesight, whatever, you know, avoiding impairment. And then, as you mentioned, your conversation with Don Mosman last week, distractions. And that's the one thing we hear nonstop about, the distractions. And I mean, I literally can't walk into a room where there's somehow it comes up. I mean, I don't care where I'm at. It was golfing down at Riverwood Golf Course last week, and somebody was talking about texting. It came up, and I walked in the room, and they're like, "Hey, ask Chuck. He's with the North Dakota Safety Council. It's okay to text when you're at a stoplight, right? Because you're stopped." I'm like, "No, that's not it. It's you know."
Well, but by the way, that memo must not have gotten out, because how many stoplights have gone green and somebody doesn't move and they're texting and driving, or at least sitting, right? Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, "Well, I'm not moving." Well, no. When you're in your car, you're driving, and when you're at a stoplight, like you mentioned, Scott, there's this delay in your mind that, hey, I just texted something, and it takes 8 to 10 seconds or something after that for it to get out of your mind. So, you know, it's just one of those things that it's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night, and somebody's talking about it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done in the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it's a time to say, you know what, I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And you know, hopefully you can get up by a week and say, gosh, you know what, I did that a week. Okay, great, let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on one month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Right. And you know what we all should do? Pick one thing. I like this. So we're going to talk about CPR training when we come back. I've always thought about it, never done it. North Dakota Safety Council offers classes on it. Those are some of the things you can do. Or maybe it's, I'm just not going to text and drive. I'm not going to do it. Make that the week. We'll talk more about it after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC. Glad you're listening. Safety Talk, we do it monthly. It's brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, and we talk safety. And we talk about issues that are the intended to give you something to grab onto and say, gosh, no kidding, I'm going to do that. And then ultimately we save lives. We really give you practical tools to ultimately go out there, implement them, and save lives. Simple as that. So I love it. I honestly do, because I pick up a new habit, a good habit, and lose a bad one every month we do it. Now, you mentioned earlier some of the things that are going on in the first parts of the month that you'll be promoting at the Safety Council. Safe for Life is the theme of this year's, and one of those is Stand Ready to Respond and getting trained in first aid and CPR. I was talking to Phil Parker about this earlier, who hosts the morning show on 550 K-Fire. And I said, Phil, I mentioned Chuck, you were going to be on. We're going to talk about safety today. I said, do you know how to do CPR? He said, I'm ashamed to say I don't. And I said, me either. So we kind of decided we were going to get on that. We're going to find a class that worked for us, do it together, and get more folks to do it. And that's one of the things that you're doing during the safety month, is some classes to get people to do this, right?
We are. And as a matter of fact, any class you want to attend in Fargo, Scott, or Phil Parker wants to attend in Bismarck, we will cover it, because I want to get you guys to get to a class, and I think you'll get a chance to see that, it's not something to be afraid of. And I think that's what too many people are concerned about, is that, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that, and something happens to somebody, I'm just going to let a paramedic or somebody else take care of that, and this person will be fine. And, what you have to understand is any day, anything can happen, whether it's slipping and falling at home or whatever, a natural disaster. We don't have a ton of those here, but ultimately understanding what the risks are and how you're going to respond to them, that's the key. So being prepared today can make a difference tomorrow. That's what this whole first week is about. And CPR and first aid is definitely one of those. And, the thing what I think is so interesting is that, there's a time lag between even the fastest paramedics, and we've got some phenomenal fast paramedics here in Bismarck, and the fire Chief Dean Myers, I know he's talked about how that, Bismarck's one of the best response rates in the country in terms of how quick they get to the scene. But no matter how quick it is, it's not as fast as immediate. And if you're on the scene immediately, you can do something if you know first aid and CPR. And I think that's the thing to understand is, you know, whether it's 2 minutes or 10 minutes, you are right there on the scene. And understanding what the emergency is and what and how to respond, you can save somebody's life. And that's something that, you know, how noble is that? And to know that you can be in a position to make a difference, I think that hopefully can draw people to say, you know what, let me get trained in first aid CPR. It's a half a day. It's nothing. You know, and even if you don't want to do the mouth-to-mouth resuscitations, there's some people that are saying, "I'm, you know, what's going on in this day and age? I don't want to do any of that." Well, there's hands-only CPR that you can learn as well. So there are so many things you can do that you just have to be prepared.
I witnessed an effort to find an AED machine at the Republican convention this year in Shields Arena earlier this year, and there was some news coverage about the individual early on in the convention who, you know, collapsed. And somebody came up and said, "Where's an AED machine?" And somebody said, "Right there." And, you know, they grabbed it and went down. And, you know, a lot of people thought the individual was in a situation where he wasn't going to survive. And, you know, 3 hours later, they announced that he was, they had no pulse, right, when this started. And then they got it going. It saved his life. It saved his life because of the AED, and thankfully somebody knew how to do it. That's sort of what stuck in my head when I saw this. So 4 out of 10 victims survive if they are ultimately, have a CPR AED before the EMS arrives. So it makes a difference. So it's a good one to do. Be healthy, you mentioned earlier, is another focus for week two. When you're talking about reaching for safer medicine. We'll talk about that here, but first, Dean in Bismarck has a question for Chuck. Chuck Claremont, North Dakota Safety Council, here with us today on Safety Talk, 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, go ahead, Dean.
Yes, hey, I got a little story about what the CPR. Here, we're foster parents, and we got to go to CPR classes and all that. Well, here, this winter had an incident where about two days ago, we had gone to a CPR class. And then I was going to work, and here this old guy fell on the ice, and he was laying there. And I went over there, and we got him up slowly, and then while we were sitting in the bathroom, here he fainted, this man. And it was such refreshing that I told this man, I said, "Hey, I've just done my CPR class. I've been doing it for so long. I didn't have to do anything to give him or to chest compressors or anything like that. But just the idea that it's in the back of your mind, you know what? I just went to this class, and this is what you do." And this guy, I had to hurry up and, like you say, hurry up and call or tell one guy to call the 911, and the other guy did this. So it definitely, I mean, boom, the next day here it happened, and it had that CPR class that refreshes your memory.
That's a great story. Now, like you said, recognize the emergency, check the area for safety, you know, check the victim. Is he okay? Well, you have somebody else dial 911. It's perfect. Obviously, you learn, Dean. I think that's great.
Very much. Appreciate it. Thanks a bunch, Dean. And other calls, questions, comments, welcome on Safety Talk 2 at 800-228-0550. Every day, 52 people die from prescription opiate overdoses. And, you open a newspaper, watch a television show, turn on a radio newscast, you know, this is a huge, huge issue. What can help? What can help us be safer in this regard?
Well, I think that the people understand how big of an issue that is, Scott, is unintentional poisonings. They are now the leading cause of unintentional injuries in the U.S. You know, and poisoning deaths have passed even motor vehicle deaths in people 25 to 64. So you talk about epidemics, the poisonings, and this is prescription overdoses. That's what's absolutely happening out there right now. And anybody who, like you said, you turn any media on, you find out there's something happening every day in every city and every part of the country, unfortunately. You know, some things you can do, you know, and these seem like common sense, but I tell you, you need to prepare for it. And I know I even talked about it at our house the other day. It's like, okay, you know what? You got to put medications away from your kids. And, you know, my kids are older now, but I can think back in the day when they were younger. And, you know, you always kept stuff. Oh, you want to keep it where it's the most easily accessible. Well, if that's in the kitchen, you don't know who comes through your kitchen. Your kids, his friends comes through there, whatever else. That with what this epidemic's going on right now is you've got to make sure you store those medications safely, whether it's, someplace in your bathroom in a locked cabinet, something that is accessible only by the people that you want it to be accessible by. You know, these seem, again, like common sense. don't mix prescriptions with alcohol. You know, it's every single bottle you pick up, it talks about that. And then driving, that's another thing. Don't get behind a wheel if you're on any medications, or surely know how they're going to affect you, and talk to your doctors. You know, ask about other alternatives to these painkillers, because, you know, they are so addictive, and that's why this epidemic is happening, because these things are so addictive. You get on them, you have pain issues, you have whatever else. Gosh, I start taking some pain meds, and pretty soon now you're addicted, and you can't get off them, and now you can't get them freely, and now what do? You go steal them, or you go do whatever else, and you overdose on them, things like that. That it's something that's so dangerous out there. And that's why this week two is so important, that it's, you know, reach for a safer medicine, be healthy, do the things that you can do, whether it's, hey, you know what, maybe it's exercise, maybe it's, you know, whatever you need to do, but do something other than thinking you have to medicate yourself to make yourself happy.
If you go to their website, NDSC.org, there's a blue and green home and community button, and there's all kinds of great tips there, including preventing overdoses and lots of other things, so check that out. A really good one, and a link on the homepage to the Substance Abuse Safety Talk.
That's a phenomenal resource. We just got this up, and the people in our marketing group and Peter Pomonas, our home and community coordinator, if you're going to go check any website out, this is, they have so many resources out there on our NDSC.org, and then you look at this, the home and community website. There's lots of safety tip sheets to the public, and there's all kinds of topics like we're talking about, overdoses and cough cold medications for children. I mean, you name it, it's something out there. And so you want to look at some interesting reading that can really, you can pick some type of nugget out of, you know, going to a website, go to that website and go to the home and community webpage.
NDSC.org, the blue or green buttons for home and community buttons. A lot of good links there. Good resource. They do a lot of work on that, so check it out. Let's talk about watching out for dangers. And I don't think this way, and I don't think a lot of us do, right? I don't leave here today to go let the dogs out, or you know, whatever I got to do, and think that what dangers out there. But we should, really, shouldn't we, Jack?
Well, you should. And you know, the part that's changed for me, I've been in with the Safety Council since 2007, and you know, I literally, you can't help but where you're walking, look out for dangers. You know, you wear this safety lens, and it's something what we're hoping is, it's not just people in the safety field, that as you start thinking about this and start thinking about ways that you can protect yourself or those around you, it really makes a difference. I mean, maybe it, you know, makes you more cautious, but there's nothing wrong with being cautious. And, you know, every time you're out there, look at your surroundings, know what's going on, know what the dangers are, keep an eye out for those hazards that you can identify them before, you know, before they happen, and avoid them. You know, okay, you know what, I'm going to take this way to work, but all right, there's some hazards, whether it's when I'm walking and there's some construction here, let me avoid this certain construction area and make sure that that's a possible hazard. But you know, just being prepared and understanding what's out there and being safe, it means being alert, and not just on occasion, it means being alert all the time.
And there's a course in the fall for construction workers, and by the way, a lot of resources also on the homepage on this as well, but for safety talks on slips and trips and falls, and just sort of, as we're talking about, being aware of your surroundings, and with some really good things in employee fall protection. A lot of companies have their employees take this, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of courses, and we have over 130 courses, and one of them is the fall protection course that we have for construction workers. That's something that you want to do for your worker side of things. But I mean, there's plenty of other issues that you can do, whether it's going to a course of ours, whether it's going to our website, whether it's taking a look at some safety tip sheets that we have. There's so many opportunities for you to get up to speed on and be a safer individual. You just, you know, give us a call. We want to be your safety resource.
Speaking of companies, there seems to be a real push from companies that you're working with to get really aggressive on the texting and driving and the distracted driving, right? I mean, this is coming from the company mandates, right?
Oh, it's happening all the time. And we have a driving policy that members, and we have over 1,100 of them, are calling and asking us lots in, you know, weekly. Hey, do you have a defensive driving policy or a driving policy? And National Safety Council has put together a fantastic policy that we share with our members and non-members alike, that there's just definitely something that it's driving, you know, how big of an issue driving is out there and being safe with it. And we've got information for you, for your workers, so we can make your company safer.
Car crashes, number two cause of unintentional death. Number one in 5 to 24 years of age in the U.S. More after this on Safety Talk today. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Distracted driving is when you do or participate in any activity that takes your eyes, your hands, your mind off of the task of driving. And, of course, the number one instrument used in today's world to do that is a smartphone. It's when we reach for something on the floor, reach for something that is behind the seat, or obviously look completely down and read something or do an activity where we aren't paying any attention to what's going on in front of us, is where we go into a, you know, a dangerous situation where there may be no recovery time. Sometimes the simplest task that we do in our vehicles instantly can turn into a tragedy.
To learn about NDSC programs aimed at reducing distracted driving injuries and fatalities in North Dakota, visit ndsc.org/traffic safety. That's ndsc.org.
Walking into a PetroServe USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey king-size candy bars, $1.09. Big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water, yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express, Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, we're back on What's On Your Mind live tomorrow from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in Bismarck. Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council tells us 130 tickets are what they have remaining right now for that event. And at 11:30 today, they're going to put those on sale either at Ticketmaster or at the Bismarck Event Center. 120 is the number. 120 tickets for the Donald Trump address to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which takes place Thursday at 1 o'clock. We will be there tomorrow Wednesday and Thursday on the program, and looking forward to that. And, of course, if you can't be there, we will on at least a couple of these stations bring you the broadcast itself. So should be a great fun to have a visit of Donald Trump. All right, our final segment for Safety Talk. Chuck Claremont, Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council, is here, and we are talking about National Safety Month, Safe for Life. That's coming next month, and a lot of plans for that. So we did a little overview here for you week by week of what the focus will be, give you some great resources from the website, ndsc.org. I did find that exact number. We were just talking a little bit about sharing the roads safely here and how texting and driving isn't okay when you're at a stoplight and other things like that. Here's the number from Don Mosman. 80% of drivers, that's a different one, although that's amazing. 80% of drivers mistakenly believe hands-free devices are safer than handheld. So we all think, well, no, I'm hands-free. I'm fine. But it's again, the key is the attention span. And speaking of attention spans, where is that? Okay, research shows the brain remains distracted for 27 seconds after dialing, changing music, or sending a text using voice commands. So here we are thinking we're fine because we're doing this hands-free. 30 seconds, you're still distracted, Chuck. That's a pretty extraordinary stat, I think.
Yeah, hopefully people think about that and change because there's so many misnomers about that, like you said, hands-free. I can do it while I'm stopped at a stoplight. It's but those are issues too, and that's great that you're bringing those specific statistics up. Can we hire you, Scott? Man, you're doing my job for me. I love it.
Well, think about this though. Okay, so if I do this, and then I look back on the road, okay, and I'm cruising along, and I maybe got a semi to my right, and everything's all going okay, but I set the phone down. 15 seconds after I set the phone down, That semi swerves into my lane. I'm not as equipped as I would have been if I hadn't texted 15 seconds later. I'm still looking at the road. That's where I think, we really need to understand what we're talking about here. What do you do? Why do you change these habits? Chuck, I know that's your business. I mean, is there a course that can change this? Is there a video that can change this? Is there a resource? What do you do?
Well, hopefully what happens is people sit back and think about that it's not just them they're affecting. I think the great part about this is if you say it's impossible for us to control the choices of everybody else, whether it's on the road or wherever. So one thing you can control is your choice. So hopefully we want to get that out there to let people understand that it's choices. It's those choices that can make a difference between somebody dying or somebody getting injured. And, safety is not an accident. How many times you hear that? Oh, this is an accident. Well, no. You know what? If you're safe and you're prepared, it's those things don't happen. And that's why we talk about unintentional injuries and how many are out there and all these different leading causes. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're the boss.
No, I was just going to say this this last segment talks specifically about on the road. And, as we mentioned, poisoning is the highest cause of death or unintentional death for 25 to 64. Well, car crashes is still the number two cause of unintentional death, and that's number one with 5 to 24, which is why we have classes like Alive at 25 that talk so specifically about distracted driving, and that's not just happening in the youth. But what we want to happen is, and this is the question you asked, Scott, is what can we do? Well, we want to get those people when they start driving to have the right habits. Put your seatbelt on. Don't text and drive. Things like that. Well, once you start something, you start a habit. Whether it's putting your seatbelt on, look how hard it was for maybe people in maybe my generation or older to change the habit of wearing a seatbelt. But you know what? Our kids, it's standard. They get in the car, they put a seatbelt on. They don't even think twice about it because that's what we taught them at a young age. So I think what's important is understand what the safe practices are out there as adults and start teaching your kids at an age that now, hey, they start these safe practices early. And then you don't show them as an adult. You don't sit in a car and you don't text and then say 2 years later when your son or daughter is now becoming a licensed driver, well, don't do as I say. That's not the right way. It's don't text and drive. And obviously when your kids are in the car, it's even ultimately more important. That what I keep telling people is it's not just about you. It's not just about you on the road. You're texting. It's about what can happen to everybody else out there. And what happens if something happens to you in terms of, an injury or a fatality, what happens to your family? And that's the part I think we talk so much about this, that life's it's about making safe choices. And what are the repercussions if you don't make these safe choices? And when I talk to anybody, that's really what I try to drive home, is don't just think about you, you know? Quit being selfish. Think about your family. Think about the rest of the people that are out there. And, I mean, that's, I think that's how, we, you know, a lot of people have changed, because they understand that, you know what, it's not just about me. It's about everybody else out there. Man, you know what? If I wasn't around, man, what's going to happen with my family? I'm providing for them. So, you know, or unfortunately what happens, Scott, is somebody gets injured. One of their friends and family gets injured, and all of a sudden now they change their behaviors.
Don't wait.
It might be too late.
Don't wait for that to happen. Exactly right. Great resources, including a whole bunch of safety training at ndsc.org. Phil and I will have to get in there and get signed up for that CPR,
yes,
AED first aid training. Looking forward to that. But defensive driving, fall protection, a lot of great things. 130 classes, ndsc.org. And if you can't wait for the classes, there's great flyers and all kinds of good tip sheets, too, at the website. Thanks, Chuck. That's Safety Talk. See you tomorrow, folks.
Familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.